Celebrating 30 years on Utah's airwaves, Western Life Radio thanks you for joining us around the campfire and for your ongoing support to Utah's longest-running home, garden, travel, and outdoor adventure program. You can always join us on our online campsite at westernliferadio.com.
Hi, I'm Phil Douglas from the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, and I'd like to invite you to put a little wild in your life with a unique chance to see wild elk. Each winter, the DWR conducts sleigh rides to see Rocky Mountain elk at the Hardware Wildlife Management Area, located 17 miles east of Hiram, Utah, in the beautiful Blacksmith Fork Canyon. For hours, directions, and ticket prices, visit our website. Oh, what fun it is to ride!
Connect with the world through Rise Broadband and stay in touch with all things important to you and your family. Known as the number one fixed wireless internet provider in the United States, Rise Broadband will keep you connected with work, school, shopping, and entertainment. Whether you live in a suburban or rural area, Rise helps keep you and your family connected with the people and things that you value most. Rise Broadband offers flexible packages designed to meet your budget so you can enjoy all your favorite music and movies with fast, reliable, in-home Wi-Fi. Stream your favorite shows, play the hottest games without buffering, and stay in touch with family and friends on Skype. Get more for less with Rise Broadband. To check availability in your area, visit risebroadband.com or call 844-411-RISE.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Discover the magic within Utah State Parks with an annual State Parks Pass. From boating and fishing to hiking, camping, and off-highway vehicle adventures, Utah State Parks offers a wide variety of activities in the great outdoors. An annual State Park Pass opens the gate to year-round adventures at an amazing price. The annual State Park Pass provides day-use access for you and your family. In addition, Utah State Parks opens the gate to cultural and historical parks where you can learn more about Utah's rich heritage. And don't forget to reserve your favorite campsites year-round with options in teepees, yurts, and hammocks in addition to the standard tent and RV options. Visit the trailhead for more information at stateparks.utah.gov.
I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year, and while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Faster Utah is proactive about school safety. For more information, fasterutah.org.
This year, give the gift of fun. Come to Sportsman's Warehouse to check off your Christmas shopping list. At Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find the gifts that keep on giving. Products your family and friends can use throughout the year in all their outdoor pursuits. Whether their passion is hunting, fishing, camping, hiking, or anything in between, Sportsman's Warehouse has the perfect gift. Still can't decide? A gift card is always a favorite if it's from Sportsman's Warehouse. Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
Utah State Parks has a series of 17 snowmobiling complex maps available. These maps have a description of the trail, difficulty rating, mileage, and GPS coordinates. For your copy, download them from www.snowut.com. This message is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
Come kindness. It's a single smile, a thoughtful word, a small, unexpected gesture. Whatever the act may be, it's something we call kindness. Yet sometimes in such a chaotic world, people forget the power that kindness holds. Kindness can brighten a moment, lift someone's spirits, turn a bad day into a good story. Kindness can make someone's week, or month, or year. Kindness can restore faith in humanity, and some say it can even make us healthier. All with a simple, small, perhaps unseen or anonymous act. So, think about this. What would happen if a small act of kindness sparked another small act of kindness, and then another, and another, and another? What if kindness became contagious, and all the small gestures done by many would make an impact felt around the nation, around the world? Imagine that power. And all it takes is one kind act a day.
Joins us on the ice once again with Utah's boating program in the Utah Division of Outdoor Recreation. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, happy holidays to everybody.
We're truly honored to have you on the program. It's the holiday season. A lot of people taking a little time off. Theoretical ice thickness versus reality ice is totally different, and you brought it up earlier. Ice is not the same across that ice deck. There's springs under there. Places that sun's been reflecting off of rocks. There's places windswept. There's sometimes places where snow piles up and it's insulated then. Ice is never the same across the deck. You got to proceed cautiously and carefully as you get from one spot to the next. But for reminders, what's that theoretical thickness that people should be remembering?
I would say clear ice. And I know people are going to go, oh, no, it's much less than this, but I like to see ice thicknesses of 4 inches for a person. There is a bunch of stuff on the web that says that it could be less than that, but figuring that ununiformity that could be there, thickness, 4 inches gives you a little bit more leeway. So I like to say that still do your test holes and everything else, but that 4 inches is something that you can play with a little bit. But that does not mean leave your safety equipment back in the truck, back at home. You take it with you at all times. It doesn't matter if it's 12 inches thick, take it away, because you could have pressure ridges, you could have a particular spring that feeds up in an area, and you can go from 12 to half inch thick in just a matter of feet. So just make sure that you can take care of yourself and do those types of preventative measures for yourself and those that are with you.
That buffer makes a difference there. We've talked about this before, but every year there's a couple excited folks that bring their snowmobiles out there. They bring their four-wheelers on the ice, and sometimes they end up fishing them out there again in the spring.
Yeah, there's a few that go through the ice. Strawberries had a few of them go in. Fish Lakes have a few of them go in. It's happened a lot. I'm only going to mention those two for right now, but it happens. So when you start to get vehicles to go out, that brings in a whole nother dynamic with that. You have to have much thicker ice thicknesses, and also as you start to move along at speed, you can actually start to create a wave with that ice, with the weight of that machine and how those dynamics occur on the ice, that you can bust through at the edges, you can go out, hit a pressure ridge and bust through there. So just be very, very careful if you're going to do that. and make sure that the local entities, wherever you are fishing, that it is allowed for you to do so.
Good points. I know sometimes it isn't. You'll find out why.
Yep.
At
yep,
those places. Now, yep. Whenever I bring new anglers out there, it's always fun to hear the ice in the lake sing to you. First time you hear that pop, it just sounds like whales almost. But for new people on the ice, they hit the deck. They almost can't wait to get back to the shoreline again. And what type of sounds should people be listening for, especially during this building season?
The ice is going to be really noisy. That noise is cool because that ice is expanding. There's going to be a lot of popping and cracking. Items that you need to be watching for is if you have a hole, all of a sudden if water's starting to come up through the hole and flooding a puddle around that hole, quite wide puddle around it, not like geyser, but it's coming up and you can look at that. Maybe that piece of that ice sheet's flexing a little bit and getting below the water level. So let's move. Even though that might be hot, let's move to another spot and see if there's another place that doesn't occur like that. So those are just some things to watch out for when you have your holes in your eye. But yeah, that singing, that whale-like sound, it's pretty cool. And yeah, those first-timers, holy cow, what was that? Some of it almost sounds like a gun going off next to you. And you're like, ooh, I felt that in my feet. And it's crazy. I mean, especially when you have a crack that busts right underneath your feet, you're like, oh, I really want to go back to the vehicle. I want to be back on land. This is not right. It's just the expansion of the ice. Now you do have contracting things that'll happen in the spring, and so that's just some things to watch for. And when it's not singing, that's when you need to be a little scared.
Tone changes entirely when it's starting to rot there. It's a different sound.
I guess the evil little giggle that I have with that is, yes, it will do that. So.
I love ice fishing. It's one of my favorite times of the year. It's one of my favorite times to go fishing. Sure. My son's been pestering me to get up to Schofield and hit the ice up there, and I know there's lots of good places up there. Again, there's lots of tournaments this time of year. Safety gear is important. Watch those conditions. And again, bottom line is no ice is ever considered 100% safe.
Correct. That's basically it. Just take home anything today. Ice is inherently unsafe. That's just it. So you are walking on water, and so you're going to fall through every now and then. So just make sure you take on those precautions. So I know we're running a little short on some time here, but I also wanted to put in some plugs about we have Christmas coming up, what to get potentially for your boater, for your angler that is out on a boat, for those that go out and do water sports, what to go do, what are some neat little things to do, and especially look at it from a safety perspective.
We're right on the wire here, so if folks want to shop for those last-minute gifts, there's some great ones out there for the boater.
Yeah, you're going to be a little tight and maybe getting something delivered there for you, but we have some mighty good stores along the Wasatch Front that should have oodles and ample supply in for items for you to do and look at. If not, I guess you can print a picture of it, wrap it up, and it'll come when it comes. So I had to do that with Christmas presents because of my planning. But anyway, long story short to this whole thing is, what to get somebody that goes out on the water? I mean, the first thing, it's very obvious, get a life jacket. That is something that they can either have a three buckle and a zipper hug from a life jacket. You know, you can tell them, every time you cinch this up, you can think about me. And that's usually the wife giving it to the husband and say, take care of yourself. Now, that's a traditional life jacket. You can look at inflatable life jackets. They are great, and especially for your fisherman that likes to go out by themselves on the water, that is just a good thing. That is just an extra little, hey, I love you, and I want you to come home after having this experience out on the water. So you have those things with life jackets. Life jackets are great. We are kind of currently building our new website, and we have a life jacket tab. It has some good stuff on it, but we're going to continue to add more and more to it. So I want to put my plug into it right now, is go to recreation.utah.gov. That's our main site. But if you want to directly land to the boating page within that, is boating@utah.gov. And that'll get you right to there, and you can hit that life jacket tab, and you can learn a little bit more about life jackets. And like I said, there are going to be more good stuff to come in the future. So you've got life jackets. The other one is look at gear. If it's board shorts and a good rash guard shirt to keep the sun away from you, or SPF rated shirt. You could do that for your fishermen too, to keep the sun away from them so they don't get fried while they're out on the water. Other items you can look at is, what other safety gear that you need potentially on your boat that may be out? Does your boat need a new fire extinguisher? Not a really happy gift to open up. Oh, great, I got me a fire extinguisher. But it may help out in the long run. The other one is, it's just how to take care of your boat. You may want to look at it and say, oh, okay, somebody just got a brand new boat, so you could give them the gift of a bucket. You could even go with something like a bottle of 409, some rags, some wax, and you can give that to them, and that's something that everybody can gather around and wipe the boat off when it's done. And then maybe even on a warm summer day or whatever, you can put some wax on it and make it sparkle for the next run that you're ready to go out. So those are some things to do there. Look at simple little things as floating keychains, to GPS, handheld GPS items, to even a wonderful fish finder to put on a boat. So those are just a bunch of things that you can look at. And I think the list is endless with this. But just start thinking of those things that you can do to show your loved ones that you really do care about them and you want them back after they take care of that hobby or that addiction, if you want to call it, while they're out on the water.
Good choices. Those state park passes are fantastic, too. I mean, they can get you to many boat ramps very easily, and it's like a promise. We're going to spend a lot of time this next year together.
Yep. So you can get those passes there. You can also look into the federal waters. We have Flaming Gorge, Pine View, Strawberry, and Lake Powell that are federal waters, and there are many other Forest Service lakes and access points in the state that you can utilize that federal pass where that state park's pass will not work.
Good combination. You can't go wrong. If you have one, get the other one.
And then you got it to where you can either decide that you're going to do camping. You can do camping at a park, do camping at a Forest Service campground, or you can go up one of the canyons and have a nice day hike and whatever else. It may be a Peoria canyon. There's more of those to be coming here in the future. So just be on the lookout. And those are great investments to get to where you can go out and have fun and use the heck out of them and enjoy the outdoors.
Make full use of them. For folks that don't get too excited about getting cold in the wintertime and getting on the ice, it's a good time to study, get that education, and get ready for the next boating season.
Oh, yeah. And then getting ready for the next boating season. Utah has a mandatory education course for youth from the ages of 12 to 17, and they have to take this course in order to operate a personal watercraft by themselves. You can get to that course by going boating.utah.gov. and then hit the education tab, and it'll be the mandatory youth education course they can take. And that's a great thing for them to go and do. I recommend for them not to just power through a test, not for anybody to power through a test. Take a little bit, step away for a little bit, come back and finish it up. Work on it module by module. You'll actually retain more. And have the family gather around, because you can all learn from it, especially with one of your youth is needing to take this course. And then the last thing is take the course, whether it's mandatory or not for you, take the course because it may help you with your insurance for your boat. And talk to your insurance agent and see if they offer an education discount for taking a course with that. And you can take that course and save you a little bit of cash on those insurance payments for your boat.
With everything getting more expensive, it's nice to see a break somewhere.
Yes, it'd be nice to see a break.
Great information. Again, if folks want more information, where's the launch ramp for all the newest information and preparation information?
All the new information for boating is at boating.utah.gov. And then there's plenty of places you can glean from there with it. You can go to our natural resources. You can put Utah DNR in and hit the Department of Natural Resources, and you can see anything from wildlife to state parks to full recreation across the state. It's just amazing things that you can see what Utah has to offer, because we live in a great state with great opportunities. And if we can be out there and have fun and have good experiences and pass them on to our kids, we can just keep pushing this on to those future generations.
And that's what it's all about. Mr. Ty Hunter joining us with Utah's boating program and the Utah Department of Outdoor Recreation. Thank you so much for taking time with us, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Oh, thank you, and Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners out there. And I just hope you have a wonderful time gathered around with family, friends, reminisce and build memories for the future, and just enjoy it. So thank you.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Play safe on the water. In Utah, youth 12 to 17 must pass an approved safety class prior to operating personal watercraft on Utah waters. Classes are offered statewide. Register now or get more information by calling 801-538-BOAT. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Peppermint's a great plant for your yard, requiring less water than many folks think. We're sipping a little peppermint tea next on Western Life Radio. This year, give the gift of fun. Come to Sportsman's Warehouse to check off your Christmas shopping list. At Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find the gifts that keep on giving. Products your family and friends can use throughout the year in all their outdoor pursuits. Whether their passion is hunting, fishing, camping, hiking, or anything in between, Sportsman's Warehouse has the perfect gift. Still can't decide? A gift card is always a favorite if it's from Sportsman's Warehouse. Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
Keep yourself safe this winter season. Wear layers to protect yourself from winter's cold. Also keep a hat, a scarf, and mittens on hand as essential winter gear. Select footwear appropriate for snow and slush, and be sure to keep extra dry clothing in your vehicle in case you get wet. These winter safety tips are brought to you by FEMA, the Region 8 Youth Preparedness Council, this station, and Western Life Radio.
Harvest your own peppermint throughout the summer to enjoy all winter long. Alex Grover with Utah Sustainable Gardening sips on some peppermint tea.
I don't know anybody who hates peppermint growing in their neighbor's yard so long as it stays in their neighbor's yard. Now, I will say this. You don't need a lot of water for peppermint. The peppermint doesn't necessarily need a lot of water. Now, they're not something that is going to be totally drought resistant, and you can put them out in a dry patch in your lawn and not throw any water at them and have them survive. But they don't need nearly as much water as a lot of people think they do. When I was doing foreclosed lawns, one of my common plants that got left over was peppermint. And it did remarkably well in a foreclosed lawn or yard that hadn't been watered. If you didn't mow it, and if it was right next to the house where there was roof runoff, or right next to like a patio where there was water running off from the patio, that stuff would stay nice and green until August or even later sometimes. So it doesn't necessarily need a lot of water. It just needs some water. If you have good storage with good organics in your soil, that peppermint will do really well without a lot of water. And one of my plans ultimately here is I want to get some peppermint plants, and I would very much like to place them actually in the lawn.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.
Hi, I'm Phil Douglas from the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. Each winter, the DWR conducts sleigh rides to see Rocky Mountain elk at the Hardware Wildlife Management Area, located 17 miles east of Hiram, Utah, in the beautiful Blacksmith Fork Canyon. Friendly drivers, powerful draft horses, comfortable sleighs, and up-close experience with the elk make this one of Utah's great wildlife traditions. Oh, what fun it is to ride.
I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year, and while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
Be safe this winter driving season. Make sure your car is in proper working condition and is stocked with blankets, warm clothing, booster cables, a fire extinguisher, and tools. Also, be sure to include bottled water, high-calorie snacks, a first aid kit, flashlights and batteries, a shovel, and ice scraper. These winter safety tips are brought to you by FEMA, the Region 8 Youth Preparedness Council, this station, and Western Life Radio.
Now back to Western Life Radio with your host, Brian Brinkerhoff.
We have Mr. Jeff Hinton with us today. Thank you again for taking a few minutes with us.
Hi, Brian. Good to be with you.
It is truly an honor having you on the program again. We sure do appreciate all that you do as far as sharing your music throughout the year. Another favorite for me is Christmas for Cowboys.
Oh, yeah, it's one of mine, too. It's a John Denver song. It's off of his excellent Christmas album that he came out with many, many years ago. And I just love the song. I love the message. Everything down in the city, Christmas time gets so busy. There's so much going on, so many things to do. And this song is about a cowboy who's out on the range with the cattle and the horses and spending the nights around the campfire and spending Christmas around the campfire. And I just really love it.
It sure does bring out the true feeling of Christmas, doesn't it?
It really does. And it talks about Christmas in the city versus Christmas for cowboys. And this was a live recording, again, from our Christmas concert. And I just love the sound of it. I think it turned out great. It's just two of us playing. It's me and our lead guitar player, Ron Saltmarsh, playing licks throughout, and me singing. So hope everybody enjoys it.
Christmas for Cowboys with Mr. Jeff Hinton and Joshua Creek for our acoustic campfire concert. Stick around.
Tall in the saddle, we spend Christmas Day. Snow-covered plains, all of the good gifts given today. Ours is the sky and the wide open range. Back in the cities, they have different ways. Football and eggnog and Christmas parade. Christmas for cowboys in the wide open plain. A campfire for warmth as we stop for the night. The stars overhead are the Christmas tree light. The wind sings a hymn as we bow down and pray. It's Christmas for cowboys in the wide open plains. saddle. We spend Christmas Day driving the cattle over snow-covered plains. So many gifts have been opened today. Ours is the sky and the wide open range. It's Christmas for cowboys in the wide open plains.
We're back again with Mr. Jeff Hinton with Joshua Creek. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
That was Christmas for Cowboys.
I just love that song. It just has a feel that just gets you in the Christmas spirit, doesn't it?
It truly
does. Especially for people who love the outdoors.
It just brings in that whole feel for me. And another one that really I've always enjoyed ever since I was little was Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah, I love our arrangement of it. Ron Saltmarsh arranged this, and I just love the feel of this song. It's so fun.
Little Drummer Boy, it's a classic, but I love the way you put this one together.
I heard a guy talking about this the other day. As a newborn mom, does she really want some kid coming banging on the drum around her house while the baby's trying to sleep?
Maybe not.
That's all he had to give. So that's what he came with. And when somebody has nothing and he shows up, all he can do is play a song on the drum. And so that's what he does. So it's a fun story.
Now, is this one available on your CDs?
Yes, Little Drummer Boy is on our Christmas CD.
What's the title of that one?
I Still Believe is the name of the record. If people are interested in that, they can get our Christmas record from our website at joshuacreekmusic.com.
That's the Little Drummer Boy with Mr. Jeff Hinton and Joshua Creek.
For him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum,
rum-pa-pum-pum. Then he smiled at me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, me and my drum. Me and my drum. On my drum. Me and my drum. Playing on my drum. On my drum. In my drum.
There's nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside at Sportsman's Warehouse. Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside.
Put on your helmet. Let's go.
But, Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet, too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Connect with the world through Rise Broadband and stay in touch with all things important to you and your family. Known as the number one fixed wireless internet provider in the United States, Rise Broadband will keep you connected with work, school, shopping, and entertainment. Whether you live in a suburban or rural area, Rise helps keep you and your family connected with the people and things that you value most. Rise Broadband offers flexible packages designed to meet your budget, so you can enjoy all your favorite music and movies with fast, reliable, in-home Wi-Fi. Stream your favorite shows, play the hottest games without buffering, and stay in touch with family and friends on Skype. Get more for less with Rise Broadband. To check availability in your area, visit risebroadband.com or call 844-411-RISE.
Don't let your next family outing end in tragedy. Don't drink and ride. Driving an OHV under the influence of alcohol is no different than driving your car under the influence of alcohol. Law enforcement officers will be out checking riders and operators of OHVs. You could end up seeing jail time, loss of driver's license, the same stiff penalties that apply to operating a car. This message is from the Utah Division of Parks and Recreation. Ride responsibly.
Be prepared at home this winter season. Keep an emergency supply kit easily available that includes a battery-powered radio with extra batteries, canned food, and a manual can opener. Keep readily available some flashlights and battery-powered lamps, fuel for generators, and extra wood for the fireplace. These winter safety tips are brought to you by FEMA, the Region 8 Youth Preparedness Council, this station, and Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
With all of that fresh snow and the urge to go play, don't forget to have your child visit the Utah State Parks website to get their snowmobile education certification. Not only is it the law, but it will give them plenty of information about how to operate their machine, safety equipment they should be wearing, avalanche dangers, laws and rules, and so much more. They'll probably be able to teach you a thing or two before they finish. To access the class, visit www.stateparks.utah.gov. See you on the trails.
Now back to Western Life Radio with your host, Brian Brinkerhoff.
We're back again, and we have Mr. Jeff Hinton with us today. Thank you again for taking a few minutes with us.
Yeah, glad to be here.
You sure do have a lot of great music for the holiday season. One of my all-time favorite Christmas songs is I Still Believe, and that's the title track of your Christmas CD.
Yeah, and it's just believing in everything. You listen to the lyrics and you'll understand what it's about.
Give us a little background on this particular song.
Well, it's about Santa Claus and a kid coming to the dad and saying, kids are saying that Santa doesn't exist kind of a thing, and what do you have to say? And he responds, and then it's the same thing about God and Jesus, and there's a response there. So the message is to believe.
That's what it's all about. I Still Believe, it's the title track of the Christmas CD from Joshua Creek. Mr. Jeff Hinton here. We'll play that right now.
Father dreads. His little boy gets home from school, ideas in his head. Some older kids were talking about Santa Claus, and then his voice turned sad and he said, Dad, should I believe them? And I said, just 'cause you don't see him don't mean that he ain't. Just 'cause I can't touch someone don't mean that I can't feel him watching over me, counting every deed, giving every gift that we receive. Yes, I still believe. Tree on Christmas Eve by glow of candlelight, we read of baby Jesus born in Bethlehem that night. My daughter listened thoughtfully and asked when we were through. That story's from so long ago. Do you really think it's true? And I said, just 'cause you don't see him don't mean that he ain't real. Just 'cause I can't touch someone don't mean that I can't feel him watching over me, counting every deed, giving every gift that we receive. Yes, I still believe. Tucked him in, wrapped the toys he got for them, placed them underneath the white Virginia pine. And while he was still kneeling there, bowed his head and said a prayer, thank God for the holy gift of his son to all mankind. Just 'cause you don't see him don't mean that he ain't real. Just 'cause I can't touch someone don't mean that I can't feel him watching over me, counting every deed, giving every gift that we receive. Yes, I still believe.
we're back. Mr. Jeff Hinton has been joining us today for our acoustic campfire concert, our special holiday acoustic campfire concert. We certainly want to thank you for spending a few minutes with us today.
Well, it was really good to talk to you, and I hope people enjoyed the music and the message that we had to share, and I hope everybody has a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and that things go well for everybody, that stay healthy and strong and happy, and that they have a really good time together.
Again, if folks want to find your music online, if they want to learn more about what you're up to, how do they find you?
My band, Joshua Creek, I go to joshuacreekmusic.com. I also have my own website, jeffhinton.com, and the Joshua Creek site. You can buy all the music, and you can see what we've got going, and see our calendar, and you can join our email list and get emails about when big things are coming up. You can check out our Facebook page. On there, there's a lot of content, different video clips and things that people can go watch. So lots of cool things.
We certainly wish you, your family, and the families of all of the members of your band the best of holidays ahead of us here.
Well, thank you, and same to you and all your listeners. Stay safe and have a great Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And remember what life is all about, and enjoy family and friends, and make it a great way to end the year.
Mr. Jeff Hinton joining us once again around the campfire with Joshua Creek. Thanks again.
Thank you, Brian.
With all of that fresh snow and the urge to go play, don't forget to have your child visit the Utah State Parks website to get their snowmobile education certification. Not only is it the law, but it will give them plenty of information about how to operate their machine, safety equipment they should be wearing, avalanche dangers, laws and rules, and so much more. They'll probably be able to teach you a thing or two before they finish. To access the class, visit www.stateparks.utah.gov. See you on the trails.
Keep an eye on the water levels of your Christmas tree to prevent it from drying out. We're watching the water next on Western Life Radio.
I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year, and while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Watching water levels on your holiday tree will make a difference. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners checks the levels.
For that next couple of days, up to the next week, you've got to make sure you're checking every day, because the water will get sucked up really, really fast if it's a good, healthy, strong tree. Now, this year, the tree outpaced me, and I forgot to check a day on water. And so I probably shot myself in the foot because I just forgot. And even with all the capacity that that stand has got, that tree was sucking up the water. It tells me a few things. One, I need to be more vigilant. Two, I got a really healthy tree, because I've had trees where I fill the tree stand twice, and then it's done. That is all it's going to take up. That's all it's going to do. And it'll get crispy by Christmas-ish. And I accept that, because we get trees early. And this one just kept on sucking up water. And I'm out of town now, so hopefully it's doing okay, because I'm not able to check it. But that water, cutting a couple of inches off your stem, getting enough water in there and keeping it in there for as long as you can makes a difference. Once that tree has quit noticeably sucking down water, it's done. Whatever it's got, it's got. It's good to keep it still wet down there, but honestly, once it's quit sucking up water, sometimes it'll go a week before it gets dry enough that you can even add any more. And so that first week, get the tree cut, get it in water and just keep it hydrated until it's done taking in what it wants. And that's your primary thing.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.
Hi, I'm Phil Douglas from the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. Each winter, the DWR conducts sleigh rides to see Rocky Mountain elk at the Hardware Wildlife Management Area, located 17 miles east of Hiram, Utah, in the beautiful Blacksmith Fork Canyon. Friendly drivers, powerful draft horses, comfortable sleighs, and up-close experience with the elk make this one of Utah's great wildlife traditions. Oh, what fun it is to ride.
Young Sammy Lively, barely 17, living on nothing, every cowboy's dream. He was poor as the pinto, shivering out in his stall. Family Christmas without any gifts at all. Light snow falling last Christmas Eve. Quinny had an idea tucked underneath his sleeve. It was a high school bareback rigging in a box under the stairs. Wasn't doing anybody any good down there. And thank God for cowboys and a wise man. As long as I live, I will never forget tears from his mama's eyes and the leather in his hand. Not old Quinny gave his rigging to sand. Stood there at the door, shaking off the cold, trying to imagine how the whole thing would unfold. Walked in through the front room and the humble circumstance, praying that his mama would somehow understand. Newspaper wrapping, black plastic tape, out shoebox, but he could hardly wait. If I'd only had a camera when he laid his eyes down on that old bareback rigging that his dreams were built upon. Thank God for cowboys and wise men and friends. As long as I live, I will never forget from his mama's eyes and the leather in his hand. Not old Quinny Gaines rigging the sand. Some troubled time, finally learned that giving turns life's water into wine. And if I die tomorrow, I will leave a better man for the night old Quinny gave his rigging sand.
rocks and streams. He's sharing his campfire from season to season. New places and people with stories and dreams. Through cadence of nature, the wilderness beckons. A song of the mountains rings out through the trees. The voice of the backcountry echoes forever. It carries the message, live wild and free. Wild and free. The song of the mountains is calling to me. Wild and free. In the great western wildlands, discover the backcountry dream.
Folks, you've been listening to Western Life Radio, a 30-year outdoor and western lifestyle tradition. Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.